Zog the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kiddushin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, Hanoise Isha Kehenes. Here we have a Kohen, and he wants to marry an Isha who is the daughter of a Kohen. Tzarech Livda Gechrai, he's going to have to first do an investigation. He's going to have to check out her Yichas by checking out Arba Imois, four of her mothers, meaning mothers and grandmothers, two from her mother's side, and two from her father's side to make sure that the Yichas is good. Now, what is he looking for? What is he checking for? Well, to make sure she's not a chalala. She's not someone who can't marry a kohen. If she is, the kohen is not allowed to marry her. A chalala means someone that was born out of an iser kahuna. Like one of these four mothers was either a grusha that was married to a kohen, an almana that was married to a kohen gadol. Now, once he checks for chalala, he's also going to check to make sure she's not a mamzeres. That iser is not just for a kohen. But as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains over here, once the kohen checks for halal, he checks for that also. Now, he's going to check these four mothers, two from the mother's side and two from the father's side. So you should know, shehen shmoina. What that really means is he's going to have to check out eight grandmothers over here. The Mishnah explains who they are. Who are these lamaisa, eight mothers and grandmothers that she has to check out? Number one, Ima, her mother. We're going to call this woman the Kala, even though she's not a Kala yet, but we hope that the Bedika will turn that okay and she's going to be the Kala. So, number one is the Kala's mother, Ima. Number two, the Aim Ima, the Kala's mother's mother. Number three, the Aim Avi Ima, the woman's mother's father's mother. Number four, the Ima, and her mother. Let me tell you a good klal. We mentioned this a lot in Masechtas Yevamos. One of my Rebbeim once told it to me, pointed it out, and it's a very important thing. When you're teaching Lashon Kodesh into English, you have to go the other way. Right? Lashon Kodesh goes from right to left. English goes from left to right. Lashon Kodesh, you first say the word, then you say the description of the word. Like Bayis HaGadol. In English, it's the other way around. First you say the description. The big house. Because that's the case, you have to teach backwards. So ve'eim avi ima, you would teach, now go backwards, her mother's father's mother. Okay, so again, the first four that we have to check. Number one, ima, the kala's mother, or the hopefully kala's mother. Number two, ve'eim ima, the kala's mother's mother. Number three, ve'eim avi ima, the woman's mother's father's mother, the Ima, and her mother. And in order to check out these four, you have to check out another four. And they are, so we'll do now five, six, seven, and eight. Five is the Aim Avia, the woman's father's mother, the Ima, and her mother. The woman's father's mother and her mother. Again, those are five and six. Seven and eight are the Aim Avi Avia, the woman's father's father's mother. And eight is the Ima and her mother. Let me ask you something. We're checking out the mothers of this potential Kala that he wants to marry. Why do we have to check out the fathers? The father is possible, shall also be possible. So there's an interesting reason. The Gemara explains when women argue with each other, even if they get into an angry fight and they start screaming at each other, they'll be chayshet at the other one for things they either did or didn't do. But generally speaking, in their anger, they won't say, and there's a psul yichus. Men will. When men get angry at each other, they start saying, where do you come from anyway? I know you're really a chalal, your father was a chalal. So because men scream at each other that way, although you're not allowed to, but lemaisa, we would have known already if there was a problem with the man's yichus. That's why we're only checking out the mothers, not the fathers. Zok the Mishnah weiter. If he comes to marry a Levia, a Bas Levi, or a Yisraelis, a Bas Yisrael, my Sifin Alein, we add on to the list of these eight, Oid, Achas, one more mother. In other words, for each pair, you have to go up one more generation. So until now, we said you have to check out this. If he marries a Kohen, you have to check out her mother, her mother's mother. You have to check out her mother's father's mother and her mother. And we said you have to check out her father's mother and her mother. Her father's father's mother and her mother. And if you want to marry a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael, you have to go up one more generation. So to the 8, you're going to add 4 more. It's going to be a total of 12. Why are we being more machmer if he's marrying a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael? And the answer is because it was more shaykh, there should be a psul, more so than by the kehana. Now it's mashma from our Mishnah, this always has to be done. That's the sheet of Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. But the Chachamim hold, generally, Mishpachis have a cheskas kashrus. It's only if there are rumors, if there's an error, there's a shayla exactly what it has to be. There should be an error, some say it has to be dafka with Eidim. But there's a problem. We know there's a problem, or some people claim there's a problem. That's when you have to check it out. But if no one claims that there's a problem, then it's not necessary.